Welcome to Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago's Cultural Center for another Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert broadcast. This free weekly series, inspired by the concerts organized by Dame Myra Hess in World War II London, was started in Chicago in 1977 by the late Al Booth, founder of the International Music Foundation, and now is managed by the foundation's executive director, Anne Murray. Today's concert is made possible by generous grants from the A.N. and Pearl G. Barnett Family Foundation and the Peggy and Steve Fawcett Foundation. The series is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works, and these broadcasts on WFMT are presented by the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Our guest artist today is Armenian pianist and composer Karan Hakobian, who has performed as a soloist with orchestras around the world. He's also given solo recitals in Armenia, Argentina, Mexico, the United States, Germany, and France. He recently completed a professional studies degree at the Manhattan School of Music and currently resides in New York. He's also a prolific composer, writing chamber works, solo pieces, already written two symphonies, his second symphony written when he was 16 years old and was premiered by the Armenian Philharmonic. He's also just completed a piano concerto, which he hopes to perform soon. But today we'll hear Mr. Hakobian in music of Rachmaninoff and Beethoven, some of the Etudes Tableau and Beethoven's Appassionata Sonata number 23, the main work on the program today. And to begin, he'll play the vocalese of Sergei Rachmaninoff, which originated as a song around 1912, the last of a set of 14 songs, and quickly became one of the most popular. This is the arrangement by Earl Wilde with pianist Karan Hakobian.
Thank you.
The Vocalese, or Wordless Song, Opus 34, number 14 by Rachmaninoff, in the arrangement by pianist Earl Weil, played by Karen Hakobian. And now he'll play two of the Etude Tableaux by Rachmaninoff, number 5 and number 4 from Opus 33. Thank you. Two of the Opus 33 Etudes Tableaux by Sergei Rachmaninoff, from Opus 33, number 5 in E-flat minor and number 4 in D minor, with pianist Karen Hakobian. And you're listening to 98.7 WFMT Chicago and this week's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert. This is the second week of the Piano Month concerts here in August in the Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert Series. Coming up next week will be music for Piano Four Hands with Hei Jung Hong and Wei Han Su, and then pianist Vasily Primakov is the soloist on August 28th. Karen Hakobian, as I mentioned, is also a prolific composer, and he has written several solo pieces. In fact, one of his flute works was played just a few weeks ago here on the Hess Concert Series by Emmy Ferguson. And now Karen Hakobian is back on stage to conclude his recital with Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 23, the Appassionata.
Thank you.
pianist Karen Hakobian playing Beethoven and the Appassionata Sonata, Sonata number 23 in F minor, opus 57. In this live recital from Preston Bradley Hall in the Chicago Cultural Center. That is his final work on the program. Karen Hakobian began with music of Rachmaninoff, the vocalese in the arrangement by Earl Wilde, and then two of the Etude Tableau from opus 33. And now he is back on stage, pianist Karen Hakobian, a native of Armenia. He currently resides in New York City. He just completed a professional studies degree at the Manhattan School of Music. And still very active as a composer, he has written a piano concerto, two symphonies, chamber works, solo pieces, and much more. And that is our recital from the Preston Bradley Hall here at the Chicago Cultural Center with pianist Karen Hakobian. And we hope you've enjoyed this broadcast. It was presented live from the Cultural Center on Michigan Avenue at Washington Street, and you're invited to stop by next Wednesday at 12:15 for a free concert by the piano duo of Hei Yong Hong and Wei Han Su, playing piano forehand music, and then on August 28th, pianist Vasily Primakov. Musicians' accommodations provided by the Union League Club of Chicago, and for upcoming Dame Myra Hess artists and programs, go to IMF's website at imfchicago.org. And our engineer today was Mary Mazurek. Until next week, filling in for Carl Grapentine, this is Lisa Flynn. Goodbye from Preston Bradley Hall, and now back to the WFMT studios.